Welcome to a very special edition of KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. This segment is brought to you by USTA and USTA Colorado. USTA, serving all of your competitive and recreational tennis needs. Go to USTA.com. Today, I am joined by the newly minted Director of Player Development for the USTA. I am, of course, referring to Martin Blackman, who actually was a teammate and doubles partner of former Director of Player Development Patrick McEnroe when at Stanford. Martin, welcome. It's a great opportunity to get caught up with you here early in 2016.
Thanks so much, Andy. I'm really excited about being on the show. Appreciate you guys having me on, and looking forward to talking tennis.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what you're going to be able to do with what so far looks like an incredible crop of up-and-coming players. We're just hours removed from the greatest performance in Jack Sock history down in Auckland. It starts out modestly with a win over Vasek Pospisil, his doubles partner, who he won Wimbledon with. Then he gets a nice win over South African Kevin Anderson. But what he did against David Ferrer, the perennial top tenner from Spain, has a lot of people talking about the prospects of what Jack Sock may be able to do in 2016. How excited are you from that performance?
So excited, Andy. I got a chance to watch the highlights of Jack's match. I'm kind of in transit, stopping over in LA on my way to Australia tomorrow. But it's just so encouraging to see him keep getting better and better. It's a really good indicator of a strong preseason. You know, the first couple weeks of the year, you really see what the guys did during the offseason. And you can tell that Jack went to work on every aspect of his game, his fitness, his backhand. And on top of that, just a great example of sportsmanship, the way he's reversed a couple calls against himself, not only last night, but also against Hewitt. You know, he told Hewitt, hey, you should challenge this one. So, I mean, that's just great to see on all fronts from Jack.
This might be the answer to the question that we've been asking since Andy Roddick, which is, who's going to be the next American to win a major playing at that level in best of five set matches over a 2 week period? Is that realistic?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can sustain it for a couple reasons. I think that in today's game, you've got to have more than one weapon. And right now, I see three things that Jack has improved on tremendously. I mean, we always knew he had a phenomenal forehand, but he's improved his backhand. He's improved his ability to move forward. He's definitely improved his court positioning, and he's improved his volleys. So with those three things improving, the forehand's always there. The serve is always there. He's got one of the heaviest second serves in the game. I think the next test will just be for him to be able to do that throughout the course of 3 out of 5 set matches in a Grand Slam, but it's really encouraging.
If there's another American that would be as feared as Jack Sock, if not more so, obviously that's going to be Big John Isner. He starts his second year on tour in collaboration with our mutual friend Justin Gimelstob. What do you like about what you've seen in that relationship, Martin?
You know, Justin is a very intense, organized guy, and I think he's been really single-minded in his commitment to getting John to play a certain way. And I think you see more and more, you see the discipline in John's game, the way he's playing, the way he's playing return games specifically, the way he's trying to get to net, the way he's looking for the forehand early in the points. And I think that's Gimble, you know, looking at John's game and being like, okay, here are your patterns. Here's how you're going to beat the big guys. I think that's why John finished the year at 11. I mean, was a couple points away from finishing at 10. So I'm really excited about what John can do this year as well.
You got so much to be excited about right now, Martin. Stefan Kozlov has already come out and won this year. We're seeing great things from Taylor Fritz, who has won this year. Tommy Paul wins the French juniors last year. Riley Opelka wins junior Wimbledon. Francis Tiafoe is a guy that's up and coming. Samantha Crawford on the girl side. We're seeing great things from Coco Vandeweghe. Great things from Sloane Stephens. How are you going to get your arms around all of this in your first year?
Well, you know, with all of the players that you mentioned and this wave coming on both the men's and the women's side, our approach is to make sure that all the players and their teams know that player development is here for them as a resource. And it's really a continuum. Some of the players that you mentioned we're working with directly. Some of the players that you mentioned we're not working with at all. But for all of them, we've kind of made it clear that, hey, we're here and we can be as big or as small a piece of the pie as you want, whether it's direct coaching, whether it's preseason training, whether it's strength and conditioning, supplemental training, whether it's on-court support. My big thing is that we're here to serve our players. We've got a great team of coaches. We got a great team of performance staff, strength and conditioning, and physios. You know, we're here to be as big or small a part of the team as necessary.
You're a part of one of the great generations of American tennis at Bollettieri's with Andre Agassi and Jim Courier. We seemingly have another group which could potentially rival some of the accomplishments of your generation. And one of the things that I think I found as a coach very comforting was that you were going to lean on this group of past champions. Obviously, we already see Jim Courier as captain of the U.S. Davis Cup team. Talk about some of the other players from your generation that you're keeping in the loop and using as advisors in what you're going to do going forward.
Yeah, that's a great point, Andy. You know, we're really fortunate that we have past champions and past players that really want to get involved and give back and stay connected. And what we've done over the last 6 months is try to systemize the way that we get those past players and champions engaged. Some of them are able to help us for a week here or there. Some of us are able to take on a project. A group of players like Yvonne Lendl is doing with a group of 6 to 8 boys. And that's been a success. And some of them are just kind of feeling it out and learning about what we're doing and getting a feel for the players and deciding what players they think they can help. I mean, I'll give you a few examples. Lisa Raymond helped us at our women's preseason. That was a tremendous success. We also had Jill Kravis helping us. Mike Russell, who's coming up on your show next, did a phenomenal job working with Marty Fish to help us with our preseason in Carson for the men. So those are just a few examples. But, you know, it's just encouraging. You need that connection with past champions that know what it's like to be in the second week of a Grand Slam. Andy Roddick just gave us a week of his time and trained a couple of our best boys out in Austin a couple weeks ago. Jim Courier did the same in Orlando. And I think that in conjunction with the professionalism and the expertise of our team, you know, we've got master coaches like Jay Berger and Ola Momquist and Gullickson and Kathy Rinaldi, all led by a man who I think is one of the best coaches of all time, Jose Higueras. So our team working in conjunction with past champions, I think is part of the recipe for success.
You played doubles with Patrick McEnroe at Stanford. You guys are obviously very close friends. How much of an advantage are you at, Martin, in going into your position to be able to have Patrick there, to be able to maybe give you some advice as to where he feels like he could have done things a little differently, and where could you guys potentially, I'm not going to say part ways, but maybe improve upon what he was trying to do in the same position that you're in now?
Well, that's been a great benefit, Andy. You know, Patrick and I, as you said, have been good friends for a very long time. I worked for him for 3 years in another role at the USTA, focused on juniors. And throughout the transition, he's been so gracious and magnanimous in giving me advice and being a sounding board. And I still talk to him very often and bounce things off of him. So I think one of the things I have to say is that so much of the success that we're seeing, if any of it is, can be attributed to player development, so much of the credit has to go to Patrick and his team before. Obviously, Jose, Jay, and Ola were there before, but so much credit goes to Patrick. In terms of what I'm going to do differently, what we're doing differently, I think the foundation that Patrick built has given us an opportunity to be a little bit more opportunistic with some of the low-hanging fruit that we have. So we have this great group of boys. We have a great group of women and younger girls. And because of the foundation that we have, I think we can be a little bit more strategic in customizing the support that we give to these players. And that's a huge benefit, because if you look at the top young players coming up, they all have teams around them of experts in everything: strength and conditioning, physio, nutrition, master coach, traveling coach. It really takes a team to develop a top 20, top 10 player. And I think we're going to be able to put teams around a lot of our best American players if they ask for it.
Our very special guest today on kickserveradio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden, is the one and only Martin Blackman, Director of Player Development with the USTA. Before I let you go, Martin, it's always great to get someone in your position to be able to give some advice to tennis parents. It's something that we struggle with. Let's call it what it is. And there are some unhealthy relationships out there where we have that. And it's not just tennis. It's sports in general. And in this country, we have those overzealous parents that want to take too much of a role with their child athlete's career. And they want to be too much a part of the coaching component. What is your advice to, in particular, tennis parents in the United States?
Three things that I would stress, Andy, for tennis parents, and myself included. I've got two children that love the game and are starting to get a little bit more serious about competition. I would say number one is make sure that whatever you do, you're putting your relationship with your child ahead of their performance as a tennis player. Because at the end of the day, you want to have a relationship with your son or your daughter that transcends the game and wins and losses and rankings. And so many times there's so much baggage that builds up and so many unmet expectations that relationship can be damaged. Number two, I would say it's all about process and development. It's all about getting better. And so many times the outcomes and the rankings and the wins and losses don't reflect the development. So one of the things that you're trying to do as a parent is you're trying to develop a mindset, a growth mindset in your kid, that every day I want to get better. Every day, if I do the right thing, if I work hard, if I give 100%, every day, if I get better, the results will come. And that's a really healthy relationship. It helps the parent to create unconditional support for their player that's not attached to wins and losses. And then the last thing I would say is have fun. You got to have fun. It's a great game. So many challenges. Even in the adversity, there's a lot to laugh about. It's a metaphor for life. So when your son or your daughter learns how to manage the ups and downs of bad line calls, wind, no strings left, a mismatch because you got caught in a traffic jam, whatever it is, when they learn how to manage that adversity, they're going to be able to take it into whatever they do in life. So have fun.
Martin, I want to just tell you that in speaking to different people, everybody holds you in such high regard. We're so incredibly lucky in the United States to have you in the position that you're in. And I've got to believe you're as excited as American tennis fans are at the crop of young players that you've got coming up. And it's comforting for us to know that they're in such great hands. So thanks so much for joining us on kickserveradio.com. It's a real treat to have you.
Thanks for having me, Andy, and thanks for what you're doing for tennis.